Good afternoon. This is your RTL Today news at 4pm on Wednesday, the 26th of November. I'm John Baker. Luxembourg's former Minister of Defence, François Bauch, and former Army Chief of Staff, Alain Duchesne, will not face criminal prosecution for the 29 shell explosion at the Waldhof military camp. The decision was confirmed by the Judicial Administration today, closing a case that stemmed from the incident, which left two dead and two injured. A study published by Eurostat has found that Luxembourg has the second lowest number of households with low to no employed members in the European Union, with 3.9%, slightly behind Slovenia at 3.5%, with the EU average sitting at 7.9%. This study looks at individuals under the age of 64 living in a household where working age cohabitants are engaged in job activity equal to or less than 20% of the total potential work hours for a 12-month period. On Monday evening, a 42-year-old Belgian national driving a car with a Luxembourgish number plate failed to stop for German police on the BAB 60 motorway. When officers signalled for the Audi to pull over, the driver accelerated towards Prüm, swerving erratically and struggling to maintain its lane. Following a short pursuit, the motorist was apprehended and a breathalyzer test revealed a blood alcohol level of 1.6 per milligram, and after then assaulting an officer, was taken to the police station. In international news, France's highest court has ruled against ex-president Nicolas Sarkozy after illegal financing of his 2012 re-election bid, the second definitive conviction for the former head of state. The Court of Cassation upheld the ruling of an appeals court last year and had ordered he serve a six-month term with an electronic bracelet plus another 6 months suspended. A British driver broke down in court today as he dramatically changed his plea and admitted deliberately ploughing his car into crowds at Liverpool's Premier League victory parade last May, injuring scores of people. Poor Doyle had always denied the 31 charges against him, but on the second day of his trial, and as the prosecutors prepared to begin presenting their evidence against him, the 54-year-old sensationally reversed course. In sports, rugby first, and Luxembourg's men extended squad has been announced for their upcoming fixture against Estonia in the Rugby Europe Conference. James Kent named the 26-man group for the must-win game, with four potential new caps being rewarded for their club performances. Louis Darra from the Grasshoppers Club Zurich, Gauthier Fontanive, RC Wolfedonge, and Melville Rupert and Casimir Yandel from RC Luxembourg. And finally, Champions League football, and Tihani Reinders has insisted there will be no loss of nerve at Manchester City following their surprise defeat by Bayer Leverkusen in the Champions League. City manager Pep Guardiola felt confident enough to make 10 changes to his team, only for the side to lose 2-0 at home to the Bundesliga outfit last night. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
It's going to be generally dry today, with the possibility of some small rain showers and even some clear sunny spells. I can vouch for this, as I saw some blue sky on my way in. Current temperature is around 5 degrees, although, as ever, it does feel colder.